and welcome. I am Thanatos Kane, once again back for Crisis on Infinite Earths, part 4. That's right, in Asylumites, part 4, 4 or 5. We're at the end stretch now. What's going to happen? Last we met, the heroes, or the paragons, were stuck in the vanishing point. Ooh, vanishing point. So what's going to come next? And if I do something this big, I can't do it alone. I'm going to need a tag team partner, so I'm tagging in Captain Mike. And Captain Mike is going to do 4 and 5 with us.
Oh, yeah. There we are. How you guys doing? Yeah, I was finally able to catch up with you, so that's why I'm here. Beforehand, I was catching him the day after.
Well, you still caught him eventually, so we're on the same page for the first time in a long time as far as it comes to the CW world.
So. Well, but behind the scenes, I was editing these, so what was happening is I didn't want to edit it and get spoiled by listening to you talk about it, so I had to watch it in the morning, so that way when I went to go edit, I knew what you were talking about.
good move there, sir.
I was trying.
But, Crisis Part 4 airs on Arrow Season 8, Episode 8, and of course, this is the last season of Arrow. So we're beginning right there, and as I said, the last part that we left off of last year was when the Paragons were stuck in the Vanishing Point. Lex Luthor had just replaced the Kingdom Come Superman, which kind of pissed me off. But, you know, John Cryer as Lex Luthor to me has been golden so far in his portrayal. So much thought for Mr. Ducky Dale. Great job. So I guess we should start then. I guess I'll do the countdown.
Yep.
In 3, 2, 1, and go. I love Blake Neely's themes of the crossovers, and he does most of the music for the CW universe. And I think his theme for Crisis has been really good. Now, basically, we're beginning with a wrap up or a review of what has gone down. Nice to know that John Corrigan is around.
Yeah, I like the guy that got to play him. I just wish there was more time with him because I'm a big, huge, massive
Spectre. I know. That's what I was saying. I was like, I wonder what the captain is thinking seeing this portrayal of Spectre.
Like I said, I dug the way the guy looked. I liked him, but I wanted more time with him. I that was one of the things I wasn't happy with on the end of these first three is having Arrow become Spectre. I was like, let Spectre be Spectre, you know? Don't throw Arrow into everything. He's already been Batman, for God's sake.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I could think a lot of actors, when they were trying to bring in their version of Lex, you know, I thought of Michael Rosenbaum coming back and maybe somebody new. And I never thought in a million years John Cryer.
Yeah.
Just never would have crossed my mind. All the names.
Yeah, not after 2.5 Men. And, you know, that's his career was revived because of that as a comedy. I would never expect him to go that route.
Yeah.
And it's good to see that they decided to reuse the Stargate Atlantis sets. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. Yeah. At least those sets are being.
When I saw that city come up, I was like, is that
they're
Atlantis?
Being reused. It's very eerily similar too.
Yeah.
That's scary. Now, if I recall in the comics, did they go to a backstory of the Monitor?
I think not. They just spoke about it. Like maybe a panel or two, if I remember correctly.
I like how the costume is very comic accurate though. We've come to that age that we're not afraid to embrace our inner geekdom on TV now.
No,
we can just have the full-on costumes.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and they don't look silly. I mean, years ago, you think of Grimace, in a glove would have looked silly. I mean, just imagine if they would have attempted to do, the end game with Thanos, a decade ago or even 15 years ago. Like I said, he would have looked like Grimace. To give him that look, they would have probably done like what they did for the original Fantastic Four, the one that never went to full production. You know, it would have been a foam Like, so the best way I could describe it is I would imagine Grimace.
I would have to agree. It would have been like a big foamy suit, yeah.
Bulky. I think here they captured the 0 hour. That point is perfect. I know they call it 0 point, but it's really the 0 hour. I mean, from the comic book world, it's what's sort of based
Which
off of.
I think, I mean, they've talked about the next year they're not going to have the normal crossovers they had because I guess they're doing like the end game. They're going to dumb it down and begin again. But I think the next one should be 0 hour. You know, for a TV show, the special effects are pretty spot on too. You tell they spend a little bit of money.
Well, you figure they have the budget of all of them, you know, all four shows.
And this is pretty much just spot on of the origin of the monitor and the anti-monitor. Because this is almost what happened. Like, he went searching basically at the end of the beginning point of time, and then his inclusion was the birth of Mobius, who is the anti-monitor. This is Ma Nabu.
Which now is being reworked in the new books with now the mother of them.
Yeah, Perpetua. Perpetua, yeah. You know, they always got to have a mother out there. I just thought one of the best panels in that comic when I was reading it was like seeing the monitor and anti-monitor almost like, you know, guards like kneeling down. Like they weren't even a factor. That's how comics are. They always try to one-up their badasseries from the past and like, oh, you thought he was bad. Well, this is the dude's father. Like,
yeah. Well, I think the whole aspect, I think like even the Marvel MCU is talking, you know, that they're basically going to dumb down Thanos in a way, because they're gonna. Some rumors is that he may be a drew a blank on that, but a beginning to Galactus.
Oh, well.
Since originally in the comic books he was doing everything for Death, but now he could be doing it for
Galactus. Yeah. Like he was a herald. Maybe?
Hey, thank you, Harold. Yeah, yeah. That there was a rumor I saw a couple of weeks ago about that. I was like, but then you ruin it. Again, you're going to do what you did to Vader. You're just going to ruin a great villain.
Yeah, you're just going to, you know, wussify him.
Well, I went to, with this point, with doing that, I don't think it would wussify him, but I think it would take away the true purpose and the true meaning of what he was doing and why he did what he did.
So just leave him as he is. He had a purpose. I mean, it's called the Infinity Saga for some reason, not the Herald Saga.
Yeah. I love this. Joe's beard has grown, but Luther's hair and his beard has not grown. He still looks the same. It's like
how most intelligent guy in the world. Yeah, he can't catch a break. You know, you think of all that money and all that intelligence, he'll find a way to grow the hair back.
But no, it's just funny watching that Cho's hair's facial hair grew, but Lex still looks the same.
I mean, he's got a full on beard.
I was like, did nobody else's hair grow? Just a little Asian boy.
Vanishing
point. Yeah, even what's his name is he has an
yeah, David, like the Martian Manor. Doesn't nothing.
Now my question, this is kind of a personal thing. I don't know. I've never seen hair like his. Like, is that specially done for the show, or is his hair just naturally like? It's almost like it's ready to be dreaded because it's like a little. Have you ever seen that on the actor that plays Martian? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Look at this here. When he's in light, you'll see it in a few scenes down from here. But you'll see like his hair isn't like hair. It's like it's all beaded in one, like almost like dots on his head. It's like, is that something they did for the show, or is this?
To be honest, I never noticed.
I'm still not sold on the.
Now I'm trying to find it.
No, wait till
the Martian suit.
No, her suit, Supergirl. I'm still not full. Full on with the Supergirl
suit. I kind of like the old suit, to be honest.
It just seems strange how it fits her. I think that might be the thing.
It should add a little bit more color to it.
Well, like the legs seem bulkier and weird. It's like she looks like she's got like these massive like muscle legs now. And I know she's not that way.
No. added some pad in the legs.
That's almost what it looks like. Mm. Oh, Barry's back.
Barry's back. Barry's always creating trouble. I'll tell you what suit I like out of the three so far, like on screen right now, is the Batwoman suit. I think it's really kind of grown on me. Like at first, you know, when she was wearing the hybrid Batman suit, I was like, okay, I get it, we're going somewhere. But like seeing it in full detail now, I actually dig it a lot.
Yeah, me too. The only thing that still throws me off is the wig. The wig still looks like a wig.
Yeah, I don't think they need the wig though.
Well, with Kate Kane, yeah, you kind of do. That's her signature.
I know, with the red hair, but I'm like, just looks so, I don't know. Now we're going, I guess, into the battles of Arrow in his head. So I guess to assume the identity of the Spectre, he has to go back through everything that he's been through.
Well, this whole point of
become the Spectre?
Well, the whole point of the Spectre was that he carries pain. He's very, in a way, Spectre is very similar to Ghost Rider in that he carries this pain and he's going after bad people and he will always find a bad person and find something bad that they did and try to redeem it. It's because of how he died. He always carries that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he has to go through. And I swear that is the worst Spectre thing. Sorry. I'm a real...
Yeah, we got a Spectre mark ready.
Yeah, so it's okay. I'm not a big fan on the look either. The robe. It's kind of hard to pull off Spectre. But to me, I think Spectre always wasn't a robe. It was more of a cape, just like everybody else, just with a cape with a hood. Real similar to how a Red Robin is. How he's got the cape, but he's got a hood that goes on it. Oh, girl's putting him in his place.
Again, you can't really stop him, so only go to could stop him is Supergirl, probably. And Martian, probably. Yeah, Martian could stop all of them, actually. Yeah, why wasn't John over there stopping him?
Yeah, it's always weird. It's kind of like they've kind of forgotten about John's abilities.
Yeah, how powerful he really is. Almost like they dumbed him down. Now, I understand why they made Oliver the Spectre. I kind of agree. I wish I would have seen the origins of the Spectre a little bit.
I kind of like the voice modulation thing that they are doing to him, though. That's he sounds like him, but then he doesn't.
Yeah. Kind of adds a new layer to him because he's not, Green Arrow anymore. Even though he's still wearing his Green Arrow outfit underneath that cloak, which basically that's all it is.
Yeah.
How long have they been in the Vanishing Point? Probably 6 months.
I don't know. I don't think they gave a time frame, really. Let's see if we see them on here.
Run, Barry, run.
Yeah, it doesn't give a time frame as to when they got there or how long they've been there. I'm looking
at the ghosted synopsis. Oliver Queen's face up too. Here comes Barry.
That fucking Barry even looks pale, man.
Yeah. Ah, there we go. Now this planet, what is it, Maldus? Is
that what
they call it? Maldus? Maltus? I think that's heavily, I think in the current DC continuity in the comics, I think it's like a wasteland. If I recall correctly, it's been enslaved thousands of times. It doesn't look like this anymore. But if I remember correctly, it's like a home for the Legion of Superheroes in the future. that they take it over. I forget. I could be wrong. If somebody wants to correct me, you're more than happy to. Yeah, I don't like this Supergirl outfit. The thing with the wings and the collar looks... Oh! I guess the anti-monitor can go into Speed Force. Nice.
Jumps out and messes with him.
Yeah, he's like, you ain't going nowhere, boy. It took me a while to get what this place was. I was like, oh, this is from season two.
Yeah, that's well, they, yeah, movie. They say they make the comment this is where they first met.
Yeah. Nice suit. No, I guess going forward, they're still going to call it the Arrowverse.
Well, I mean, you're still going to have an Arrow. Yeah, that's
yeah. Which I'm not looking forward to, but that's just me.
I did check out the trailers that they posted. It doesn't look too awfully bad from what I saw, but I'll give it a go once over or a five time over.
It's going to be five. Never less. Never more.
Well, more if it's better.
Yes.
I mean, it should be changed into the, you know, Flashverse.
It should be, yeah.
But the argument is, and, you know, towards the end of this, you'll find out why, in all honesty, it should be now called the Arrowverse.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, what does happen.
Yeah. And look at that.
Floop.
And Arrow just got blipped away. Oh. Blip.
You said it. Right here. The
here
best,
it comes.
The best.
The best, yes.
Cameo, yes. That is awesome.
When I saw this, I fell off my chair. I was like, are you kidding me? I like how he doesn't even know that he's the Flash. Like,
yeah, he doesn't know the Flash name. I love that. Now I wonder, will he take that into the movie? I mean, what will, when he names
well,
him, he's got to.
Yeah. Apparently, this is going to be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think makes total sense. It's freaky, man, seeing them both together.
I know, it was.
It's so awesome, but it's freaky at the same time. I remember a long time ago, John Schnepp talked about, he's like, the one guy that connects DC Universe with the TV world is the Flash.
Yeah, and there it is.
Here it is, like right in front of your face. And he was only on the screen for maybe 2-3 minutes, but he connected the DCEU with it.
And the biggest
secret. He mentions
secret.
Victor.
This is, yeah, exactly. Right when he fades, he mentions Victor. But this was the biggest secret. Yeah. This is proof that they, if they really want to keep a secret, they can. Because nobody knew about this.
Yeah.
The only people that knew about it was the on-site director, the very small crew from the TV show Flash. Because I think it was the Arrow crew was there, and then the Flash TV crew snuck in afterwards, and they did this. Nobody caught Ezra going
up. Apparently, it was the... No. And apparently, it was the movie people that said, okay, can he be in it?
Yeah, so, they asked for it.
Makes me think, maybe they're starting to loosen their stance a little bit.
That's
maybe.
Well, it's proof right there. They
They
showed him. I mean, he's there, and they wanted him there, so I think that was great.
And that's, I'll tell you what, out of everything that Marvel has done, they have never connected their TV and movie universes this well. And this is only, what, like a 2-3 minute scene?
Yeah. Not
that's
even.
It?
Not even. That was probably less time.
Maybe two. Maybe a minute. Maybe a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And that's all they really had to do. Lex.
But with that one moment, they have connected everything. Because now you're... This show is connecting, or this series right here, this mini series is connecting everything, all the TVs, all the everything, and it's, you know, it's so now they've now, you know, done the DC universe as well.
And now if they wanted to, you know, they're talking about doing a version of Flashpoint, I guess, for the movie. It's back on.
Hit or miss from what I see. I think if they're smart, they'll just keep everybody guessing, you know?
Yeah.
But again, somebody did post a picture or a little something, you know, thing of that, you know, of a portrayal he wants to do for Thomas again. He posted that about a month ago.
Well, you can do it.
If you're going to do that story, you need, unfortunately. I'm sure there's other people that could do it, but it would be the best one.
Yeah.
Because again, he was already in the movies, so why not just have a connection?
And you could tie it in together. You could say that future version of Batman never happened. You know, the Ben Affleck one, if they wanted to do it that way.
Well, it's one way, yeah. Well, Flashpoint was the rebirth of the whole DC continuity. So that could be a way for them to explain away their old Batman and their old Superman. Mm. I mean, very easily during his maybe that this moment we just saw was part of Flashpoint's jumping and running.
Yeah.
And after he gets back, when he comes back, you know, maybe Victor and Shazam are still there, but that Batman and that Superman aren't there anymore. And now it's Robert Pattinson's.
Yeah, it's like I was saying, like in barely a minute and 30 minutes of screen time, he basically maybe fixed the DCEU. Maybe. I mean, not that it needed to be fixed, in my opinion. I think some things could have been changed, but
they don't call him Flash for nothing. It don't take long.
Yeah. Don't take long. David Harewood, such a stud.
Yeah, give me a point of reference where you're at right now, because I'm watching off of CW.
So I am John Cho was on the floor, just been knocked up by Lex Luthor. And Supergirl has been knocked out, and she's getting up right now. You should let me know, and I could. Man, I can't even grow a beard like that.
Dude, that is so fake. That's
impressive.
That is so fake.
Yeah, it's fake, but I'm just saying, like, Jesus. I guess we're going to see a lot more of John.
He's supposed to take over as Adam, yeah. Which is weird, because what we've seen so far, he's still around. So I don't know if maybe it's going to be one of those handoff things, like it was with Firestorm.
Might be.
Or like the original will be around a little bit and all of a sudden something will happen and he just steps in like, hey, I've been studying his shit.
That you're right. That beard does look fake. Really fake now. You could see in the light. Yes. It's like, man, all that's missing is seeing if the glue is going to come off. Uh-huh. There's moments. Yeah, her thighs are way too big. That suit has added way too much padding. And now we're just going back to last year's crossover. The Book of Destiny. The Destiny Arrow. I don't know what they call that.
Well, they had to go with the whole Destiny theme, so.
Yeah, I know. I did like Tyler Hoechlin when he was playing the black suit of Superman. Their series went to order, by the way.
Yep.
13 episodes. I think it's coming next fall. Just called Lois and Superman, I think it's called, or I don't know. I want to ask you about something at the ending of the next episode, because they do something to Superman that's like making me scratch my head.
Yeah, I know. I scratch my head too.
Okay.
But I think that's going to lead into the show. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do you like the way they they kind of misty the screen a little bit? I guess it's showing that he's running through time. Did you notice that?
Well, I don't know if it's that he's running through time. I think that this is because this isn't real. This is everybody's memory. I think that's what I gathered. I do. This is probably one of my favorite Arrow suits, though.
So. I like this Arrow suit.
A lot more tactical looking than some of the other ones. And people just wander around like nothing. I just love the people wander around like nothing happened.
Yeah. Hey, well, what's going on?
wasn't there a big superhero battle going on? Eh, whatever, you know.
No, that's all right. It just happens every day. Doing the very Batman thing.
Yep.
Tell you what, this crossover gives me hope.
Hope for what?
Gives me a lot of hope. Well, I think Bruce is going to show up eventually down the line.
Like I said, I still think it'll be a back of somebody's head reading Kane Gates letters. And that's it.
I think he'll show up. I just got that feeling. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. But I think he will show up. Now they're going back, I guess, when the OG Black Canary died. And she was the best portrayal of the Black Canary.
Which one?
I didn't dig her sister. Katie Lotz, when she was the OG Black Canary.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was a better fit than... I know Laurel Lance is the original name, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, it was just something of the way she moved and everything. More badassery. Unlike the Black Canary that I'm watching in trailers for Birds of Prey. Oof. I don't know about that. Then again, I'm hopeful. Now, where is this at? Is this the old Arrow Cave?
Yeah.
Is that underneath the club one? Okay.
Yeah, that's underneath the club. You see the steam in the background.
Okay, because I guess they haven't created the bunker yet. Back in Maldus.
More commercial again, so let me know when you're
okay.
When I come out, I'll ask you. No, just keep going. It's gonna be like at least three commercials.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going. Lex, of course, coming in with a deal. Always got to make a deal. Well, that's the Lex from the comics, man. This is he nailed him on the head, like literally nailed him. Wheeling and dealing. Say, hey, man, I got a better idea for you. It's basically what happened with him and Perpetua on the current run. Although I'm not caught up how he got his godly powers. Lex talking to the monitor in the room, by the way.
Okay. Once I get there. Just watching the same Progressive commercial. Okay.
Okay, I'm just letting it on. Progressive. You know, when you have a character down, there's certain things, I mean, you have to get dialogue, you know, the emotes and mannerisms and like hand movement. And when I watch John Cryer, you know, do all these things with Lex, it just feels like Lex Luthor. Like Kevin Spacey's version wasn't bad, but like was almost too cartoonish.
Well, he was emoting
like real estate.
Well, he was emoting Gene Hackman's Luther, and that Luther was based off of more the 60s and 70s, the gangster, not the businessman, and that's the difference. You're looking at John Cryer doing the businessman, which was Michael Rosenbaum's, you know, Lex. He's not doing Michael Rosenbaum's Lex, but
both of them, businessman and scientist too. That's what I dig. At least, okay.
But they're more mad scientists in the original Lex Luthor. That sciencey Lex stems from the 1940s and 50s, and that was the Lex then. Who are you at now?
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
Barry is just taking the Black Canary. out of the Speed Force, and now Martian Manhunter is talking to Arrow and Supergirl.
He already brings somebody back to life?
Yeah.
Okay.
He already brought her back, and now looks like the Martian Manhunter is about to take... Come on, Carol, you can remember. We're taking you out of here. She remembers. This is an interesting way that they brought everybody back. The Brandon Routh. I'm not sure about this scene with Ruby Rose and these two. Because she wasn't a part of this season. Kind of like felt kind of off. But, you know, I was like, okay. I guess they had a sticker somewhere.
Well, yeah. There wasn't anybody she was connected with on any of these. I mean, because she is so new. Now, I do have to say, she's lost her that oomph she had in the first three, by the way. She's now fallen in line with the rest of this cast. You know, she's just become, you know, part of one of the players.
Yeah, the first three, she was awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping to see more of that. And I understand now it's time for the others to kind of shine and do their thing. That she was there for, you know, to pull everything out of Supergirl and you know and make that change. Ensemble, that's what I meant. Been drawing blanks today, but now she's more of an ensemble player in this one than she was. But again, that is her in her show. She's part of an ensemble cast, which I know but some people don't.
I agree.
That.
I don't like it.
Well, because you're a Batman. You're a Batman, Mark. You want more.
Well, I believe you're right. I want more from her because I think you know the way she's portrayed in the comics, she's out there. You know. Her portrayal she was out there too,
but her portrayal is more. Yeah, it's for the type of character she's playing is a little bit more out there. But I think in a TV series, they're trying to get her to be more part of the ensemble because it's not just her; it's everybody. Just like in Supergirl, it's not all Supergirl. Yes, she's the one that saves the day, but it's all about John. It's all about her sister. It's all about it. Kind of everybody.
I like how in the background you see Supergirl flipped up in the air by legs.
Mute button, fool.
Sorry.
You got a mute on there.
All right. Let me get this real quick. Okay. Oh. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. All right. So where are you at now? I just got done with a stupid commercial again.
Okay. I'm Lex.
You're Lex.
It looks like, we're now on Lex and Supergirl have been whisked away to the beginning of time at the Green Planet.
Green Planet. Okay.
Here comes the monitor, or the anti-monitor. Mobius. I've been screaming for this guy for like five seasons to come, and he's finally here. His look is pretty good. Actually, his look is better on screen than it is in the comics, to be honest. And the comics is kind of goofy because he's got like bigger eyes and teeth. This one is kind of like, you know, he's supposed to be like the anti-monitor. Like he's got the disheveled face.
Yeah. The so makeup like they did on him was very familiar, and I'm trying to put my finger on what he looks like. And I just can't. It's like he reminds me of something or a character into something, and I just can't quite.
The Night King.
Thank you.
He looked like the Night King, yeah.
Okay, that's what it is.
He's got that, you know, his eyes are just, you know, shoveled back and. Are you going to help us, Oliver, or what?
I would like to flee.
very, very Luke Skywalker like. Of course, for any battle, you got to have rain.
Of course. Now, is it me, but for when the shadow demons are running around, can you quite focus on them? Because I keep trying to want to look at them, and it's like I just can't quite get a good look on them.
You get like a small glimpse, but you don't get like an actual full length look at them. No.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Because I was like, man, I really want to take them in. Because I remember you last one.
Because they go by too fast, and they're shadow demons. Yeah. That's it. I don't know about Lex being in this battle, but I was like, okay.
He's got those powers, so I can definitely see.
Yeah, from the Book of Destiny. I mean, I understand why, but just like, kind of like wanted to see Kingdom Come Superman.
Yeah, that was.
But I get you have one.
But yeah, that was my disappointment. It's not. I understand that they already have a super character there. They have, you know, they have, you know, Kara, so they don't really need another super character.
It's the Night King. Yeah. Oh, he's got the hood off. At first, when I had saw Oliver with powers, I'm like, But then I was like, you know, it's his last season. They want to make him the Spectre. They make him the Spectre. The guy's earned it. He's one of the fathers that built this universe.
Yeah. Again, I just... So... It's my Spectre mark in me. I
know. It's just one of those things I had to go along with. There's
something very, very pure as far as a character of Jim Corrigan playing that. Because, I mean, he's also, other than Hal Jordan, for the most part, he has been... God, I'm sorry. That just... Sorry, it's Canary. Just her in that white outfit just kills me every time I see it.
Yeah.
But it's just, there's something, I don't know, very... pure into the core of DC that the Spectre has always been, because other than Hal Jordan for that you know that period of time, it's always been Jim, and Jim's always just been one of those, you know, characters that comes in on one of the big events and he's there.
Yeah, he's always been a mainstay. But they can always bring him back.
Yeah, they can. I mean, if he's really gone, maybe Corrigan will come back, the guy that played him, and be there and say, hey, well, you know, Oliver's gone, but I had to take over the Spectre again. So
the Spectre mag, yeah.
Because especially if they're going to continue with Constantine and Legends, I mean, he's... be a good way of you know adding more to him is have him work with a Spectre more.
I got to tell you, I went to Acme today to pick up my run. Yeah, and in my box was this book that I didn't order and I didn't pick it up and I'm second guessing myself. It was $30. It was an omnibus of Constantine, beginning from like 2 years ago.
Nice
of that run, and I was like, so like
somebody put it in. Nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, it was just $30. And I was like, easy. You don't get your 20% discount. I'm like, oh, I just couldn't,
huh? It's still up there, is it?
Yeah. Okay. So you might be able to get.
Yeah.
What did you feel about this battle? I thought it was okay.
I mean,
like I said,
it's a TV show. I'm not expecting.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you up. You're kind of rushed for time, and you're like you said, it's TV. So whatever you're gonna get, you're gonna get. Now this, I guess, was the battle right here. I do like this line though.
I'm just not a big fan of Barry's costume. That cloth thing, I'm just not feeling.
I like this other one.
Yeah, this one. The one before that. Yeah, this one just looks weird.
This is it looks just odd. this is, I guess, Oliver Queen's Tony Stark moment.
Yeah, and I wasn't a big, not a big fan of it, honestly. I mean,
his ending, it was okay. It wasn't, it doesn't hit you like Robert Downey does.
No, no, and I expected more because this was so long. I mean, I know it's, I just expected more of it. You know, especially for what comes next. I expected, you know, more from this ending.
Basically, all he's saying is, look, like, we built this as a new universe. I mean, it's very on point with the comics, almost. I think it happened a little bit differently. But like I said, I'm going on recall memory now.
No, it helped. It happened a lot differently. It wasn't Arrow. It was
I know it wasn't Arrow. I know other people wasn't.
But yeah, no, it's, I mean, for what they're doing, they have done an amazing point up to here for Crisis. Again, you always have to go back to the fact that we're dealing with a television series, television budget, and yes, it is today's television budget, so it's a little bit more spectacular. We could not have seen something like this back in the 90s Flash. No way, no how, wouldn't have happened. But for what they're doing with all the bringing all these different characters in, bringing, you know, these cameos in, and having everybody involved on what they're the story they're trying to tell, a very bold and big story to try to tell in a 5-episode run. I mean, to me, that's not, you can't do 5 episodes if you really want to hit the Infinity, the Crisis on Infinity.
No.
But they did what they could, and I'm completely happy with what I saw to this point. You know, next we have the next part, part 5, so that'll be
We got the building of the universe.
Rebuilding, yeah.
It is just kind of a seminal moment because this is the end of Steven's run. And
that's why, like, I expected I think.
Yeah, it should have been more, but, you know. He does have one more episode to go in Arrow, so I'm wondering how that's going to go.
Yeah, I wonder if that's more going to be just a mournful one.
I don't know. From what I heard, they said that he's active in it, so that's going to be interesting. Okay. All right, I guess we are done with episode 4 of Crisis. I guess if you're done on your part.
Yo, I've been done for a while, yeah.
Okay, so we're done with that. Should we just go straight into 5?
Yeah, we can go ahead and just jump right into 5.
Okay. Give me a moment, folks. I got to queue it up for a second.
So, you know, just a little marker from 4 to 5, you know, we'll just do a...
Thank you.
There we go. Little breaker.
Very convenient song, as we'll find out.
Oh, yes, yes.
Boy. It's one of parts. Oh. And we will get to that. We will get to that. Okay. Keep it right about here. Give me 1 second. Okay. I have it. All right. And we are going to, I guess we're going to rush into this. We are beginning part 5. Of Crisis on Infinite Earths. This takes place on DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Season 5, Episode 1. And I guess here we go. 3, 2, 1. Now, in the comics, when they created this new Earth, did somebody wake up in the middle and I don't remember. Like I said, it's been a while since I read it.
I'm trying to remember what I read. I don't remember. I remember the crisis itself. I don't remember the aftermath, unfortunately. But I liked it. And if you look at the picture in the background and in the back of that room, I thought that was going to be a tie-in for something. Because it looks like the spinning, like that the beginning part, the spinning thing that was above Oliver, that painting that's in that's in Kara's living room.
Oh, isn't it? It looks a lot like it.
That's why I thought.
You know, I didn't even notice that. That's a good poll. I did not notice that.
I was like, is that a sign of like maybe this was still a dream?
I think it might. If she look, if she was drawing it.
Yeah.
Well, she was painting it. Because it's not even. That's interesting.
Because that would, to me, I saw that. I was like, is this going to be a dream sequence for her? That maybe it was one of the shows where they thought they were out. You know, I'm sure you've seen it a billion times in so many sci-fi shows where they think they're out of the world that they were in, but they're really still in it, but they look like they're in the regular world. It's almost what I kind of thought of when I saw that painting.
You know, it's funny. It kind of reminds me of an episode of Avengers Assemble when they were doing their version of the Infinity series.
Yeah.
And they did it very differently because what they did, it was like over a stretch of, I think it was, they had 22 episodes, but like they had the Infinity series itself was a stretch of like 8 or 9. And what they did was like Thanos would use each of the power stones to like on the Avengers. And he did one where it was like the time stone where the Avengers woke up and like the Infinity, they had won, they had beaten Thanos, but it wasn't real. So that's what I thought about with this one. I was like, is this a real thing? Are they just tripping out?
So I've been a little off on Supergirl. Who's Nia?
She's Dreamer.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. One of the best parts. I love Lex being like a good guy now. We're the pseudo good guy. He's so good. I wonder if they're going to make him a series regular when that Superman series comes on. They have to.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is one of the...
Lock his ass up, man. He has to be there.
Let him go back to dealing... Let him go back to, you know, dealing with Superman at Metropolis and have her dealing with... what's her name? No, what's her... what's Lex's sister?
Lena.
I love that. I love that wink he gives her. Like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey.
I got you.
Nobel Peace Prize winner. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. She can't believe it. What the hell's going on?
Because this adds a whole new level of the him becoming like the head of the DEO. I mean, there's a huge, that becomes a whole new interesting factor. And I think that's going to.
Yeah, I think it's like one of the things that came out of the crisis is they added so many new things. They can do. Look at that. It's a Luther Cup subsidiary. That's just like spank in the face.
Yep. Now, when you look at John, look at John's hair in this.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about now. I
guess I've never noticed it.
It's almost like it's ready for dreads.
Yeah,
it is.
I was like, I've never seen that before.
That's a weird look.
It's like, do they do that on purpose, or what are they? I've never seen anybody with a hairstyle like that before. And I love this part.
Me too.
The weather witch. Good nod. A little twist to the weather wizard.
I like how they keep the tradition from Smallville with David Harewood as the Martian Manhunter, if you notice.
Yeah.
You know how, like, in Smallville, well, they always wore the jackets with, like, the same colors as their costumes?
Yeah.
You notice that David Harewood was wearing, like, a version of his costume in a jacket, green jacket with the burgundy shirt?
Yeah.
Weather Witch. Who are you? Another great cameo coming up, by the way.
Oh, this cameo coming up is the cameo of all cameos. Sorry, this one hit all the cameos, beat every single one.
You know what? I'm up there with you.
I mean, I have.
Once I heard that voice, because you know that who that voice is. I mean, if you're a big sway like me and Mike, you would know it.
Yeah, when I was like, oh my God. What I was hoping he was going to pull out was a sketch, one of his sketches from the comic book.
Oh, I wish.
I was like, nope, it's a picture. But Marv Wolfman,
man.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. And this is... I know they were trying to do a Stan Lee thing, but I think this is cooler because he's having more interaction with them than just a walk-on.
Yeah. I love that photo, by the way. That photo is so cheesy. It's ridiculous. But I do wish he'd had like a sketch. That would have been like more.
That's what I thought he was going to pull out when I was like, oh, make it be a sketch and make them sign the sketch. And,
oh, my God.
And I just love the fact when they ask, how long have we been? And he's like, forever. And I was like, exactly. Forever for you. They've always been that way. And this and what happened here right there at that very moment is what I wanted to happen. You and I think you and I discussed this a while ago. Is, you know, what's going to happen after the crisis and the world coming together in one place is what I wanted to happen so bad. Because I thought that would add a new dynamic to it. And then they can go bigger.
And you know what? Honestly, it has. I think like the little nuggets that they've dropped.
Because I think you can have more team ups. You can have bigger villains now. You can... You know, you can have these little pop-ins if they wanted, which, you know, makes the world, you know, more connected.
Well, they're not going to have a major crossover
next, for a while, but I mean, but when next crossover
but like you said, bigger. But they could do like, yeah. I get what you mean.
You don't have to worry have like, that somebody's in another world and they have to somehow jump over here. They're already here. They're down the street.
Yeah, just give them a phone call. Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Nothing. Now, I do have I'll have a question for you later at the end of this episode about somebody being appointed on a certain chair. I'm going to miss Brandon Routh, by the way. Like, he was born to play Superman, but his version of the Atom, so good too.
Yeah, because you have to realize there was not much on the Atom. If you really, I mean, he's had a few runs, but nothing major. Mm-hmm. He's always been, you know, I'll throw him even on a C-level character. He's been there. He's, you know, he can be brought in for team-ups, but really, you know, early in the 80s, he was kind of what Cyborg is now. You know, he was kind of the guy behind the scenes helping out here and there. But like I said, there are books, but not a big number of them, and they weren't like amazing runs, either, like, you know, like great stories. They were just all right.
Yeah, he's always been like the background character.
Yeah, like I said, like C-level character, if you really want to, you know, boil it down to a letter. But
he had an episode in Justice League Unlimited with him and Lex where they were trying to stop Amazo.
Yes, I remember
that's
that one.
That's the only thing that I could remember that he was actually upfront about, because he was like, well, you're wrong, Lex. Let's do it this way.
Well, I think he was in Super Friends and did some things there, but I'm just saying, like, overall, and even the comic book world. Where are you at right now?
Going to the bunker. She's just entered the Arrow bunker.
Okay.
White Canary. I do like how they're acknowledging that Oliver's dead now, because when you see where he puts his suit, it's an empty cylinder, almost very Batman-esque with the Robin thing, but you know, not that level.
Which is, to me, is weird is that they don't have it. Why would you take it down? I mean, that's where you want to honor people.
Yeah,
that was just kind of weird. Well, I know later. I'm just saying here. I know, this is the Arrow family's bunker.
Dude, that's acting right there. Fucking. Mm-hmm. Jesus, like, he's balling.
Well, you got to realize
his tears, man.
You got to realize, he's probably pulling out the emotions he has that, you know, Steven's leaving too.
Yeah, I'm losing a job.
Now, my question is, up until this point, just before she hugs him, does he say Connor's gone too?
No.
Because he says something, and that's when she grabs him. See, it sounds like he says Connor's gone, and that's when she grabs him. And I'm like, wait a second.
No, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I might be just mishearing something, but and the one thing that's very weird, there are certain people missing, certain actors. I understand probably the budget couldn't have everybody in here, but there's just like certain people missing in this episode. You know, Felicity is missing. Cisco's
Felicity.
Missing.
Felicity, like for all Cisco, like where are they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially Felicity, you would expect Felicity to be here.
The budget thing, but.
But you would expect
Felicity's got to be here.
Yeah, that, yeah. So you would expect for, you know, her emotion, that, because that would have been a big emotional, you know, scene, was that, her finding out.
Well, like I said, she's going to need to be in episode 10 of Arrow.
Well, yeah, and there's scenes I've seen, the trailer.
You're right, you know, for this scene right here, she should have been there. Yeah.
And even Iris, like, yeah, Iris is missing.
Something, I mean. Yeah.
That's why I just thought there were certain characters I thought, you know, they should have at least been there for a little bit. And
I could tell you the one character who I love should have never been in this episode, but we'll get to that. God, Dave Ramsey's such a good actor. I hope they find a way to keep him on. Throw him on Legends.
Well, you know, they could do something with him on Green Arrow or Green Lantern.
I guess we'll get to that.
I mean, the last rumor I heard about Lantern was that it's going to take place to over two time periods and covering two Lanterns, so.
Yeah, he would. Why not? And actually, I wouldn't give him the John Stewart role, or how I would just make him a new Lantern. I mean, he's earned it. If you think about it, he's been loyal. He's been honorable. I'll give the ring to him. I love Tom.
Well, I think we're gonna have. We're going to have Hal, because, I mean, they're talking Sinestro, so.
Yeah, you got to have those two. Nash Wells. I like how they're still pissed off at him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kick his ass.
It's all your fault. You let him out. I just love how badass they make the Martian Manhunter. That's the way he's supposed to be. I almost felt like a lot of episodes of the Justice League Unlimited series, they kind of, like, you know, my favorite word, wussified him a lot.
Well, in the comic books, that's what he was. I mean, really, when you think about John, he was always, again, he was the backup guy. You already had a super powerful alien, so you didn't want to have him overshadow Superman. You know, there were just a certain thing you just kind of... So there had to be one type of archetype and another type of archetype. Where are you at right now?
Flash and Supergirl have just entered the Green Arrow. Oh, okay.
I guess I got ahead of you. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm on the next scene. Sorry.
It's all right.
I had to pause.
It's okay. The Asylumites understand.
Because they're having their Stay Puft moment, and I need you to catch up because I'm dying.
The Stay Puft. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, if somebody wants to give me that for a gift,
oh, that is awesome.
I'm all about Bebo the God of War.
Oh yeah. Who brought him back? This is great.
That is great, though.
And of course, the moment I pause it, one eye's open, the other one's like half squinted, like he looks like he's messed up. Like he's been drinking. All right, you should be. Okay, of course, I go right to a commercial. You bastard.
Sorry, my headphones fell off.
Nice.
Bebo the God of War. I want a Bebo shirt. Maybe I shouldn't get no more shirts. Good old Nick Zano. Yeah, looking at that suit, man, I don't like that Flash suit at all.
So just like too clothy looking.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I think the first one was spot on. Like the original one they did.
The burgundy one?
Yeah.
I like the third one.
Did you?
Yeah, the one where he goes to the an alternate future where Iris is dead and he's wearing that suit.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. I remember.
What you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it has like all the yellow lightning around.
That one's more. Yeah. That very 52 on that one. I kind of dig that one so fast. The yellow piping on it. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. They got rid of that one too fast.
I think it was 252 and there's still that, you know, that bitter taste in a lot of people's mouths about it. And
I'll just say there were some good things about the G52.
Well, he still has some piping. He still has some piping on here.
Yeah, but not like, I don't know. Bebo. Dominic Purcell, you were...
Yeah, Rory's awesome.
I love Rory. He's like the everyman.
Rebecca, I just love you. And the book.
You're right. What should I just call me Rebecca? I love how Adam just is taking selfies. That's great. Bebo, the God of War. What do we do? Bebo. They actually introduce a... Would you call him a minor, probably C-level villain of DC?
I don't know if you call him C.
Because I don't... When he showed up, I was like, I don't remember him. Then I looked up and was like, oh, okay. God. The special effects for Bebo are just great.
Yeah.
You're right. It's very Stay Puft.
Yeah. Honestly... Yeah. What I thought this was gonna, I thought he was gonna do is put on a red tube on his head. Cause look at him, dude. He's a red fucking hood.
I know.
Like a spot on the red hood. All he needs is that mask.
Oh my god.
When I saw that, I was like, he needs to come back as the red hood in the original form.
Oh my god. I wish.
I mean, you want to talk about a fun addition to the Batwoman universe.
Hey, he's not being used.
Yeah. And actually go with the original and build up. And actually, you can build up to have that villain.
Well, I think there he is. God, you're so right. He would have been so good as a Red Hood.
Wait, just look at the costume, though. I know. Don't care about him, but it just screams it.
I gotta buy it. They sell that action figure, by the way. I gotta buy it. The one with the long head tube.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta buy that one.
Bullet Man.
Damn, he got knocked out like nothing. Oh no. I love Ray. Yeah, celebration time for beating Bebo. I like how mix. Is that alcohol?
Or what is it? Alcohol.
Alcohol. Sucks it down. You want some?
I still miss Snark on this. It's just.
Yeah, I do too.
Really wish he would have stayed. I don't know why he left.
It sucks that he left.
I mean, you want to talk about revitalizing or breathing new life into a villain, and not a bad villain either. I mean, he's one of Flash's major ones, but he just didn't have enough character And I thought, you know, he did an amazing job, a tremendous job in breathing new life into a character.
Yeah, they both did. Because Heatwave was, you know, nothing special neither. Or Golden Glider.
Yeah.
She was there for a while.
But yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, that I think it, the, what he did, and I'm surprised they haven't converted that over more to the comics. Taking that attitude and you know, taking those characteristics and added that into Snark.
Well, they added Felicity and Diggle to the comics, so I think eventually that'll.
Yeah, I saw that, but you know, just to take that, because there's never, but there hasn't been many characters that have been converted over from TV to, you know, to the comic book translation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you did have a Chloe, you did have, you know, like you said, Felicity and Deagle, but there are other good things I think some of the TV shows have done to you know, add more personality to it.
Agreed. It's funny, these two have never really had big interactions at all. I think this is like the first one, and it feels like their chemistry is like really good.
Yeah.
They probably like they shoot in the same area, so but this is like the first time I've ever remember seeing them both like in a one-on-one situation.
And again, this is
about their boy.
Yeah. And in this moment, this should be an Iris moment. I mean, literally, he's just come back from saving the world and he hasn't gone off to see his wife.
Yeah, but I think in the context, you know, they're one of the paragons, you know, they've been like, I get it with Iris, it would have been better, but that's his wife.
Well, not just,
know,
but just everything. He hasn't gone to see her, period.
I think he has.
You think
I
so?
Think he has.
All right.
Yes, because he's a speedster, man. He's going to go, of course he's going to see his wife. I think he has.
Okay, it just seems weird. This is more of like
if you're going to war with your war buddy and you lost him, you're like, fuck, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, I get what they're doing here. It's just we haven't seen, and I know I'm starting to sound like somebody else, but we haven't seen him do that. And I just feel like that's missing, and that it should be.
You do there. Sound like somebody else.
Yeah, and I know it's probably happened off camera, and you know, and it's
that's what I'm thinking. It had happened already,
but it just, you know, it's one of those things. I think it should be seen at this moment, because I mean, you just watched her, you know, days ago, you just watched her vanish, and now you're hanging out with the gang.
You know, the big thing that Berlanti and what's his name? Eric Dunham? I forgot his name. He's one of the showrunners. You were talking about, like, the fallout of Crisis is what really is going to change. Like,
In
every show, there's a ripple effect, and I cannot wait.
Did you not see that post that came out today? Was the all the trailers for next seasons?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. The ripple effect is pretty intense on all fronts. The one I don't see much happening, Batwoman, I don't see. But again, I haven't seen where she's part of this world.
No, I read something about Batwoman. It's funny you say that. And they said that there's going to be a lot of ripple effects in Batwoman. Yeah. Lots.
But like when everybody has listed off the ones that are in this world, it's not her, which really surprised me. I thought everybody that was involved in the Legends or in this crisis would be all in the same world. And I hope I'm wrong. I just haven't seen that article. I want her to be involved in this world too.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I mean, she is sort of hinted at the end, but then, like I said, I'm reading news articles that are saying that, you know, she wasn't.
Man. Okay. Okay. Before she got, you know, he got destroyed, that was like the first actual look you had at a Shadow Demon. It wasn't that long, but it was almost like a detailed look.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was probably the closest one.
Almost. That was the closest one you're going to get. You know, you can almost say in that new Black Widow movie, they actually copied the White Canary's costume.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know about a little bit, man. That's...
There's only so many different ways you can do tight, all right?
Mine.
I mean, really.
Tight white leather.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, speaking of that, there's a funny story I got with that. A couple years ago on eBay, I was bidding for, do you remember the Axl Rose jacket that he wore for the Paradise City video?
Uh-huh.
It was a white leather jacket.
Wow.
Well, I found it online and I was bidding somebody. The bidding was, it started like $50 And I was like, I want that jacket. And it was like literally a bid off for like 3 hours until I finally had to cave in. And I lost. It was like the ending bid was like 250. And it was like literally like 50 bids because nobody wanted to go like no higher. Like, I'm not paying a lot of money for this crap. But yet people kept bidding for it. Oh, my God, funny.
Really?
Still want that. Yeah, still want that jacket though. Hey. There's a new Adam, eventually. Evo. Well, gotta move on, man. Wander's back. Suit up. She has a lot of interactions, man. Most I've seen in her.
Well, in a while. Well, this is her. This is the Legend show. So yeah, I can see why she's getting more interaction now. And she's really the last of the generals. I mean, when it comes down to it.
That's a great shot, by the way. Great shot. Because in the comics, the Shadow Demons were never really seen like that. They were always like in the dark panels and all that. I like Martian's new look. Look at that. I mean, not new look, but they're actually just showing him with the costume without the. See, you're right, you never get a close up look at him. I don't know why Wild Dog is there. Oh, look at Cal Allen decided to show up. Where you been, Cal?
Doing Superman things.
I'm going to quote you on that from now on, Superman things.
What's the bear doing in the woods? Bear stuff. He's doing Superman stuff.
Now that the Anti-Monitor ever go all like, you know, super size in the comics?
I believe so, if I remember correctly. I think okay. He did. Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. Like I said, I'm going on memory right now.
It's been 4 months, I think, since I read it.
Yeah. It's been a while. I love Rory. There he is. Black Lightning's here. Yay. Okay, I guess I'll get to it. I love Black Lightning. I love his series. I think he should never have been there. Really? I know he was in the first couple episodes. Yeah. What? I just felt like he was like there and then he wasn't there and then he shows up like. And I like him a lot. And it hurts me saying this.
So why do you think he shouldn't be? You don't think he should be here now?
No, I don't. And especially during the, like, okay, now is fine, but like the ending, the position that he gets, like, dude, what did you do?
Well, he was part of it. And he's been a member of Justice
League. Barely.
He's new. And the worlds are now together, so he is a superhero.
It's a small qualm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because I don't think he's been to the rigors, but whatever.
He's been through different rigors. He hasn't been part of the overall universe, so. Besides, he said, give me a chair. I'm going to, you know, blow lightning out your ass. And they're like, oh, okay.
If he said it like that.
You know, it's. It's Black Lightning. There's probably an MF in there or something.
Mother. That's Samuel Jackson's version of Black Lightning.
Well, give this guy time. I think he'll show it.
Damn, look at that. Look at the freaking Anaheim Honor. Saying, screw you. I'm going to throw my fist in the ground. You guys are going to float up. He went a Roman Reigns style. Here we go. Like I said, his look, as far as, you know, conceptually in a TV show for a movie compared to the comics, is way better in the comics. I mean, not way better in TV. It looks more detailed. I mean, yes, it is very Night King, but
oh, he did not just go alien alien insurgents on us, did he?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
John, we know you're green. Stay green. Don't, you know, don't go back and forth.
Yeah.
I know what I need to be in green, but come on, man. Yes, that's right, folks. I did a Kermit the Frog reference. Enjoy.
Lying in rainbows.
Yes, and we got that, so.
I do like the Black Lightning suit, though. Well, kick your ass.
Can you tell me, what is the, why is her heat ray vision blue and Kyle's still red?
I don't know. That's strange.
I noticed that earlier. She was doing something earlier, and I was like, why is she? Oh, it was when her and Lex were fighting in the last episode. I was like, why is she blue? I guess I never noticed the comparison until they were side by side.
Don't touch the grenade. I'm really fascinated to see his series.
Now, I thought her flying was a little odd, too, in this.
Well, she was mimicking somebody's flying.
It was just, it was very weird. Like, she did a lot of the hand out, then both hands out, and then back down again. And then I was like, well, you know, if you're going to go up for, like, a punch, you need to keep your hands up. Wasn't, I don't know what the, I think she was like, every time she was doing something different, it was trying to get a, like a faster speed. I don't know, it was just very odd. I think it honestly was more the camera angle that they were shooting her from. It just, it seemed weird.
You know, she's doing the Henry Cavill Superman right now.
Is that what that is? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she was doing. If you remember Batman v Superman, where Henry Cavill was floating toward Doomsday, he kind of does that, like, stop and just keep going.
Oh, flying okay. Motion. Maybe.
That's what he's doing. Yeah.
Okay. It just seemed very odd movement.
I know. But if you, I'm telling you, dude, I would not steer you wrong. That's what she was doing, that little nod. Now, the monitor is stuck in that grenade, isn't he? So he's not dead.
No, he's just perpetually getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh, okay.
Into the microverse, which I think they owed somebody money, they said. Which I thought was funny, is they did a Marvel nod. It's like, oh, nice.
This, to me, I don't know who this actress is playing the president, but I'm not going to lie. When she was reading the speech about Oliver Queen, I kind of like, oh, man, like he's really gone. They got Sarah back. I wonder if that was an Oliver thing, bringing Sarah back.
Maybe that was part of his powers. Maybe, and then maybe that's what we'll discover. That'll be part of the first part of the for Arrow and Canary.
I like the fact that Batwoman and Supergirl are like buddies. That's kind of cool. Because eventually, if they do, there's Cal. All right, here comes the part, Mike. See? You got to explain that to me. Boys?
Yeah.
That's a little, I was like, okay, we're going to get Jonathan. But the other one? Danielle Pannenbaker, she's hiding up in this deep, big sweater. Why? Because she is pregnant. Congratulations to Danielle. Yeah, that this whole speech, you could just feel it. And everybody knew who Oliver was, too, because he touched every single one of these shows.
And then we get to see all the multiverses that now exist. Which I was excited for one of them.
I was excited and I was confused by another one.
Which one?
The Doom Patrol one.
Why?
I thought them and Titans were in the same world.
So did I. But you also got to see your Swamp Thing.
Yeah, which gives me hope.
Yeah.
I have hope.
Yep.
You've given me hope.
Yeah, I wonder if something happened where they're going to separate them because now they're both, I think they're both going to HBO, but I think one's staying behind. And I love that they should give Earth 96, show Superman back, which that gives me hope right there.
There you go. Yep. Earth 12, what do you see? That's Green Lantern, baby! Mm-hmm. Green Lanterns!
Yep.
They're coming.
Yep,
HBO Max. Yeah,
it's going to come.
Earth 19, yes, there he is.
Which I lost it on that. On that one, I was like, oh, they're recognizing him. Tell me they're bringing him back.
I hope they bring him back. See, Earth 21 Doom Patrol, I was like,
they're not
together. I get it, though. Yeah. Earth 96.
Which makes me think they might be bringing him back. If you're going to recognize and give him his own Earth. Or unless that was just a good send-off for him. Hey, this is your send-off as Superman.
It might be. Of course, Earth Prime.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everybody has to come up and do their speech. Getting all speechy on us.
No, that's what happens when somebody dies, gets speeches out. I do like the fact that the suit in that encasing is the season one Arrow suit.
Yeah. And I will have to tell you, I hate to say I knew already, but I already knew where they were.
Yeah, so did I.
Because in my head, I'm like, why are you putting up a thing in a warehouse? Yeah. I was like, it kind of was odd. And
yeah. If you it was no shock to me. Or you.
So. No, I mean, I was stoked when I actually saw it. I was like, oh, hell yeah. I know we're at a funeral, but God damn it, that white suit just kills me. I know, I'm a dirty old man. I'm sorry, folks.
Yes, you are. It's okay. We forgive you. The Eternal Flame. Do you think when they do the next crossover, which will probably be many moons from that, you'll still see that suit in the background?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And I have a feeling because they're showing this, what we're getting ready to see, I don't think it'll be crossovers. I think there'll be more interactions. Maybe not everybody, but a couple people.
Like meeting up there?
Meeting there, watchtower type situations.
You know what? I'm gonna take my negative thought back about Black Lightning. He does deserve to be there. I'm sorry. That's a faux pas on my part. Yeah, yeah. He deserves to be there.
And I love the fact that this was Barry's idea. And I just love they're all hanging out without their masks. That's the one thing that just throws me off on this whole thing. I know they all know who each other is, but it's like you just
walk. I think it's badass though, because that's comics, man. I mean, well, not comics. No. Still have their masks on, but yes. This is more relatable because you can actually, like I said, my favorite word, they can emote. Dude, I ain't gonna lie, I geeked out hard when I saw this table.
Me too.
I geeked out so hard. I was like, oh my god.
That's why I think you're going to see that. That's the only reason why I think you're still going to see it, because he's the head of the table and he's behind the.
Yeah. I think he might come back for like a big epic event.
Well, I mean, unless, like I said, unless he's completely dead and Jim Corrigan's won't be green or be Spectre again, I could see him coming back as a Spectre type character and just pop in once in a while.
There's your smiling Superman right there, kids.
That's right. And why? Because he heard a monkey.
What the hell is that? Urgh. This was another nice nod.
Yes, I can't wait. Not only that, but the music.
Yeah. I was like, oh my, Gleek.
Yep. So they did the Super Friends theme song at the end of the crisis. That was awesome.
Oh, God. And look at that. The Hall of Justice.
Yep.
Ugh. So that's it. That is Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 5, the finale. I guess we can wrap it up by giving our opinions of, I guess, the future now of the Arrowverse. Where is it going to go? Captain, I'm going to start with you. What are your thoughts going forward now?
Well, like you and I have talked about before, that about what I thought should happen did happen. Is they're now reunited. They're all in the same world. And what we just talked about a little bit is I want to see more, not crossovers, but team-ups, because it's there now. And, you know, we no longer have Arrow and Flash to do their little team-ups. We have a larger group of people to do team-ups. And now we have more of a chance, because if Superman's going to get his own show, Supergirl's still around, Batwoman's still there. And then just imagine what characters and other superheroes could be added in to Superman, not just Supergirl, but new characters. You know, the same thing goes with Batwoman. She's brand new. You could add in new heroes from the Batworld now that we've never seen. You know, adding in a Red Hood, adding in a maybe a Red Robin, and maybe not Robin or Nightwing, but an actual Red Robin. You know, you still have that ability, and that's what I'm looking forward to. It's just more of the same, but I'm actually kind of excited to see where this goes now. I was like, man, I am actually stoked for the Arrowverse. Now, you know, now we can call it that because it's named for the namesake of the character that gave up his life to create this universe, really. So now we can really truly call it the Arrowverse. There's a show or two I'm not too stoked on, but for the most part, I'm excited about. I haven't been excited about seeing the CW in a long time, and this like did it for me.
I have to concur with you, sir. I think a lot of good things came out of this. I mean, we saw a lot of great Easter eggs. I mean, I guess a couple of the highlights for me, Lucifer and Ezra Miller. I mean, Ezra Miller just kind of blew me away. That was like, you know what? You basically have one universe ending and beginning at the same time, and you basically fixed almost a movie universe and literally in a 30 minute scene. That's it. And that's all you really had to do. So I guess whoever's running DC movies now, you know, he's definitely a thinking guy. He's definitely a sweaty.
Well, I wonder if Jim Lee's still an overall input, because he's still the overall for DC total. So maybe he's given a car blanche.
The one who gave the call.
Yeah, maybe.
He's the one who called.
And that's great. I mean, because you and I talked about it back a couple of years ago when they were talking about doing the Justice League and having Flash, and wouldn't it be cool that either Barry was running in the Speed Force, Ezra zipped by, or when you know Barry was running in the Speed Force from DCU, we saw Grant run by instead. That was something you and I were like, hey, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be a great nod. It doesn't have to last long. Hey, aren't you? Oh yeah, and then bam, they both break out of their Speed Force, you know, and that's but then we get a nod of hey, they're both there. They both can connect that way.
Yeah, what they did was they did it better.
They gave us more communication. You know, the way we were talking about it was like, more. Hey, aren't you? Oh my, you know, and then
yeah, this interaction was way better. I was just shocked. You know, I was watching it. And I was just looking like my dog's in my room. I'm hitting him like, oh my God, Ezra Miller's here. He's looking at me. What the hell are you talking about, man? You know, take me out. But I just, like I said, awe, shock. I don't know what else to say. But, you know, they kind of like hit every single thing that I was waiting for. And, you know, going forward now is what I'm looking forward to. And to see what they're going to do is going to be amazing, because there's a lot of future things that came out of it, as we saw. And, you know, it sucks that Steven left, you know, we have that, but you know, going forward, not looking back, I think the future is going to be really bright for DC on TV again. And when they decide to do one of these big crossovers, you have that Justice League now set up, and there's a lot of things you could do. And I think it opens the way. I think, you know, down the line, we could see a Bruce sighting. I think it's possible now. I don't think it's going to be the back of the head, you know, reading Kate's notes. I think you're going to see him in form. Maybe he'll show up for a couple episodes or two and leave, like typical Batman style. Like, hey, you know, I'm just not for me. I'm out. Yeah, but I could see it.
I don't know. On public TV now.
I don't know.
I don't think they'll give. Why give the freaking milk away for free when you know?
I know, but I'm just saying.
That's all I'm just saying too. I just think that they would rather their prime property over Superman. I'm saying this right now, and you know it. Batman is their prime property. They're not going to give something away for free that they could charge for. The only reason they did it on Titans, they're charging for subscription on that. But you didn't even get really Bruce. Most of what you ever saw of Bruce was an imagination. It wasn't really Bruce, and you never got a Batman. That's why I say I just don't think they're going to give the milk away for free. They're going to want you to pay for it and pay for it big to see their prime property.
That's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah, man. what do you think about the best cameo? Well, out of everything, who do you rank up there that you were the most excited to see that you didn't know was going to be there, or you did know and you're like, man, that elevated that more. And then you got to think, I mean, you had tons of people that were on here.
And
I mean, everything from Kevin to,
I think Lucifer is up there. All right. Because he's like, maybe, but when you saw him, I was like, oh, he's really here. Was it
Lucifer and Constantine having their interaction?
Well, I think it was both of that. I would have to include both, because that interaction made like that mere 5-minute scene. And I think I told you, you know, in many of our podcasts in the past, when I saw it, I was like, a TV show with those guys.
Oh, yeah. Money.
You know, make it money. Yeah. Money waiting. It's just like waiting. HBO Max, even perfect. You know, do Lucifer and Constantine. Go on road trips, like solving crimes. Oh, my God. Right there, you just have a show. Like in that 5-minute scene.
They would need a balancer in there, like, because you're literally talking
the two.
Yeah, you would need that balance to balance out the good on there, because you get, I mean, both of them,
or just throwing a regular girl. I don't know what you could
do. Zatanna would be the smart one to throw into the mix.
I think it makes too much sense. Like, that's why they won't do it. They'll just throw in, like, you know, we don't want too many overpowered people. Let's just get a regular girl. She's a bartender, and she just like goes with him. Like, yeah, I'm just thinking like TV executives. But
I think I'd have to say I'd agree with you a little bit on that. But I think it's more the scene and not the fact that Lucifer was there. Definitely Ezra. Ezra's on the top for me. And I, as much as I liked seeing Tom, I was kind of disappointed. But I think Marv Wolfman being on there was like
Marv was just like just the cherry, because
those two cherries, like, we didn't know about Marv and we did not know about Ezra. Those, to me, those are great things when you can pull a fast one over the fan base. In this smart mark and this smart, you know, internet buzz, you know, world, you can actually still pull off a fast one and make jaws drop. I think I would have felt like you did when I saw it. If I didn't know about it already, I caught it. I caught the blips popping up on Facebook in the morning. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. In fact, I watched a quick video and I thought it was a fake, actually. Because the trailer at the end showed the one I saw, you know, showed the clips of all the Earths, and I was like, oh, that's made up. And then when I actually watched it, I'm like, holy crap, no, that's not made up. Okay, that is right, real.
I'll tell you what's going to happen in that Flash movie now. I think Grant is going to show up. I don't know. I just got that feeling that he's going to show up the same way that Ezra did.
I wonder if they'll just use the clips. I wonder if the best way of doing it was maybe just use the clips and show
or,
the other
or a new
side
clip. Like, he goes back, he's like, hey man, you know, what do you think about this? He's like, you're Barry too. I don't know. Something could be something silly or the same clip either. Or I don't care.
I think the same clip would be perfect because then he can explain how he got the name, you know, or at least if not the clip, at least hint to it. You know, he's going to probably run in and, Vic, I told you that, and then he's going to tell, you know, he's going to tell Victor. Because that one line, though, that's the one line that got me was,
me too.
I told Vic, I was like, wait a second. So there's more communication. They're still together. They're still doing things. So they've had, and that's what I think I was thinking. I was like, okay, then there's more history and more stories to tell for the DCU.
And I think Ray Fisher's still Cyborg,
yeah,
too.
Me too.
Which I'm very happy about because I think they're going to keep him. You know, we lost Ben and Henry, which is sad, but, you know, the way they did it, they can fix it now. This is all fixable. And it took a mere, like, I hate repeating myself because that's one of my pet peeves. A mere 1 minute and 30 minutes basically corrected the whole DCU. That's all it took. And we have talked about this for years. Years. That's all it took. And now they can just go forward and, you know, do whatever you want. Your Flash movie. The Flash movie is going to happen now. I think that's almost a definite.
Oh, no. It's already locked down.
It's going to happen. It's locked in. It's no longer a lie.
They've already put a release date on it. So, yeah.
So everything going forward now, I think DC's finally, for the first time in a long time, is on the right track. And I'm stoked to see where they're going to go now.
They've always been on the right track. They just need to stop being scared if somebody questions what they do, and that there's a fan kickback on what they did. So what? People aren't going to like exactly everything that you did. Get over it. Move on. Put your product out and just move from there.
And the thing is, I think you said it best. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what you have. You have great stuff there. It's like I've always told you, Mike, the listeners, I'll tell again, DC has gold sitting in their hands. Gold. More gold than Marvel. And I like Marvel stuff. But Marvel made their universe based on a lot of, you know, B characters that became great. Like, seriously, if you want to be honest about it, like maybe I don't even think Cap was he might have been a character. Spider-Man is probably the more an A character, but they have gold sitting right there. And I think now they have a direction to go with this gold. And that's what makes me excited going forward. And, you know, this crossover was proof in the pudding of that. And I'm just very excited to see where they're going to go. But that's me. So I guess we should wrap this up. So that's it. I'm Kane, and this is part 5 of Crisis on Infinite Earths. I'd like to thank Captain for joining me for this. Thank you, Captain. And I guess for me, to you, and as always, get to the asylum.
See ya.